Last year, more than 10,000 people came out of prison in Michigan. Of those, about a third alone live in the Metro Detroit area. And as the city attempts a comeback, more jobs will open up and need to be filled. One of the programs that's trying to give Detroit's parolees a fighting chance at employment is Greenworks. Here, take a listen. 8 years ago, if you had asked Tyrone Poe what he would be doing now, his answer wouldn't have been this.
Okay, well, what we're doing is we're unloading and loading transformers. That's these things here. Hold, Kim. Raise up.
Before doing this type of work, Poe was an addict living on the street. He went to prison. When he did get clean, it was time to look for a job. He was lucky enough to get sent to Goodwill for a job training program that led him here.
Oh, I feel good, yeah. To be out on the street like I have and to come here and work at now like I am at 67, it's a blessing.
Greenworks is a subsidiary of the larger nonprofit Goodwill Industries of Greater Detroit. Their goal is to help people with employment challenges by teaching them specific skills and then helping them to find jobs. It's the teach a man to fish approach.
A lot of companies have policies against hiring people with a criminal record.
Jay Wilbur is the president of Greenworks.
That creates a barrier for a lot of these men and women, and that needs to change.
The nonprofit trains people in how to prepare materials for recycling. Right now, he's got about 75 employees and another 29 trainees. Some will be hired permanently by Greenworks, and others will look for jobs elsewhere.
Detroit needs to have more Greenworks-type success stories so that the men and women that are out there that are struggling right now have hope. And they know there is a way, there is a path, and all they have to do is seek out the help, and there's people there ready to help them.
2 years ago, Greenworks moved into a 94,000-square-foot warehouse.
Here's that's what that lead looks like when it comes out of that clean room.
The company sells recycled metals and other materials, bringing in about $6 million a year. Almost all of it goes back into training and hiring people coming out of prison.
When someone is paroled, generally the conclusion is that they've paid their debt to society based on the crime they committed, right?
Sophia Nelson agrees. She's an attorney at the ACLU of Michigan, specializing in issues of reentry and mass incarceration. She says programs like Greenworks are what the city needs right now.
Detroit cannot experience the resurgence we're all hoping for without returning citizens. People with criminal records are heavily represented in Detroit's population, and unless we as a community take seriously assisting these people and successfully reentering the workforce, the city will not be able to soar.
And Nelson says people who work and have stable housing are much less likely to commit new crimes.
So this is not just an issue of forgiveness and second chances. This is also an issue of public safety. And again, I'd like to reiterate, we incarcerate in this state nearly 40,000 people in any given year, 95% of those people are going to return home. So just brushing this aside and not caring about it, that's not going to solve the problem.
One high-profile client of Greenworks is right here in Ypsilanti at a former General Motors plant. It's called Willow Run, and it's been vacant since the company stopped producing transmissions here in 2010. About four or five Greenworks guys come here every day to gather material and then take it back to the warehouse for recycling.
I affectionately call myself the last caretaker of the Willow Run facility.
Cliff Lewis is with the Racer Trust, the organization that's been overseeing the cleanup of GM's abandoned plants. He hired Greenworks to help remove and recycle demolished metals from the site.
This is their second chance, and that's probably why they are so enthusiastic about any job that they're given.
So far, two of the trainees were employed full-time by one of the contractors working on the demolition, and Lewis expects more companies will want to give others a second chance, too. I'm Reem Nasser, Michigan Radio News.